Honorable Court is now in session. Please be seated and come to order.
Second case of the day is Sesay against Holder. Mr. Bratton.
Thank you. May it please the Court, I'm Scott Bratton on behalf of the petitioner, Joanna Cece. Chuck Waugh from the National Immigrant Justice Center will also be arguing for 10 minutes. The instant case involved an Albanian woman who fears being subjected to human trafficking, which is a pervasive gender-based harm.
Let me give you a hypothetical case. Suppose, in fact it's true, that small men, short men, weak men in American prisons are very frequently victimized by the bigger prisoners. Some sexual exploitation, making them work for them, beating them up for fun, and so on. And suppose the guards, the prison authorities, either are indifferent to this or they're just incapable of controlling the situation. So would these small, weak men, would they constitute a social group in your conception of social groups?
Well, in our conception of social group, we look at whether there's an immutable
characteristic. First of all, I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But second, what is your answer to my question?
It's different than this particular case. It could be considered to
Why
be
is it different
group.
From this?
In this case, we have a social group defined as young Albanian women.
Yes, I know. My social group is designed as small, weak prisoners. Why is that any different from your group?
Well, I think an argument could be made that that is a group, although
well,
mine
but that,
is clear.
What's worrisome about that is the notion that simply being a vulnerable person, of whom there are plurality, creates a social group of these vulnerable people.
Well, in that particular case, I'm not sure that weak would be considered to be an immutable characteristic.
Certainly height is immutable, right? If you're short in a prison, it's not a great thing to be. So I don't see the difference. And of course, there are all sorts of people. Poor people are vulnerable to various forms of exploitation. So do the poor people in the United States, do they constitute a social group?
I would say that poor people would not qualify under ACOSTA because they don't fit the definition of an immutable characteristic.
Realistically, a lot of poor people are immutably poor, low IQ, what have you.
Nah.
I'm just worried about... So now these Albanian women, how many are we talking about?
Well, as far as women in Albania, the group was defined as young Albanian women.
Many are we talking about?
It's not clear. There's 2.8 million people in Albania, probably half of which are, close to half of which are women. But to fit this social group as defined by the expert in the case, he's talking about women either between the ages of 16 and 26 or 16 and 27 that are most vulnerable in this particular situation.
Well, now, does this include married women?
The social group, there were multiple social groups that have been proffered throughout.
He said single and living alone.
Yes, I mean, single and living alone is the group that's most likely to be targeted, although it appears that other women may be targeted as well. But her classification.
So do you have any idea how many single women living alone we're talking about in this age group?
Well, as far as what the testimony was in the case, that it's very rare for there to be a single woman living alone within this age group. And that's why Ms. Cece was able to live at her sister's dorm.
So this is a small group we're talking about?
This would be a relatively small group in Albania.
Now, what's the if you happen to be a single woman, young woman living alone, what's the probability that you're going to be kidnapped or otherwise forced into prostitution?
Well, the expert in this case testified that she faces a substantial risk of this happening to her because of her situation.
Because there are so few women of this character, that is, women who, despite being young, are not are living by themselves. Is that the idea?
I mean,
not a good thing to be a young woman living by herself in Albania.
Correct, but it is, it's unclear from the record how many of these actually exist, because I don't think there's been any study that has been done.
Right.
Is there anything in the record about the physical traits of the women that the traffickers target?
No, there's nothing in the record as far as what physical traits that the traffickers would target.
Is she more at risk because she's already been directly approached by...
That is correct. The expert in this case did testify that she's more at risk because she actually was targeted in the past by this individual who is the head of a Muslim gang. So he believes that that places her more at risk if she returns to Albania of being trafficked in the future.
And then even though she's older now, your position would be that she'd still be targeted because she's a few years from that actual group, but at 33, she... targeted.
That is
given
true.
Given the history.
Given the history. No, that wasn't fully explored at the hearing because
well,
it
wasn't.
Well, that's
the separate issue.
Yeah.
That's the risk of persecution. That's not what constitutes the social.
Correct.
But
yeah.
She does have the added stigma of someone who has resisted prostitution in the past.
Correct. And that Reki came after her on multiple occasions. And that was testified to by the expert, that makes it more likely that she would be harmed in the future.
The whole purpose of this is financial gain by these gangs that prey on these people, right?
Well, they go after people specifically. It's gender-based persecution. They go after women specifically.
The underlying thing is financial gain, right?
Well, that's one of the things, but they're women. Yeah, but they're targeted because they're women. Women aren't equal in Albanian society. Women have
but
a
if they couldn't make society. Money doing it, they wouldn't be targeting anybody, right?
Well, I assume part of the reason would be to do that, but they're being
you know any other group that's based on criminal activity where financial gain is the basis for the discrimination?
Well, I think in this case, our position is that she's being targeted because of gender, because of young Albanian
women. No, that's not realistic. Judge Kaney is right. These are crooks. If you're pimps, of course you're preying on women. Obviously, they're your employees.
But that's a different issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the social group issue that we're trying notionally to keep distinct from whatever's in the mind of the persecutor, and then other sections of the statute, primarily the causation section, are you being persecuted because of your membership? Take care of other things, and then there's also an issue of linking the persecution somehow to the government, and so these crooks, you know, may or may not be linked. So in other words, the statute allocates responsibility for different criteria to different things, and we're focusing, I thought here, on whether being, as the immigration judge put it in his first decision, in the class of Albanian females ages 16 through 26, is the kind of social group the statute's talking about.
That's correct. There's a difference between defining the social group or what's a valid social group under immigration law and then going on to the next step in showing whether the individual fears being persecuted on account of membership in that group.
So even if you're being persecuted because the persecution is going to be financially lucrative to the persecutors, just as has been the case in, for example, Escobar when FARC was persecuting truckers and in other cases, we don't really care whether they're persecuting you because they're going to earn a lot of money or because they like killing you or because of other motivations.
Correct. And Tapiero is another case where FARC was obviously looking for financial gain and looking for people that
would
benefit
them.
But when
a social group is defined in terms of simply people vulnerable to various types of criminal activity, can you really separate the alleged persecutors from the definition of a social group?
Well, I think that we can. We obviously, when looking at social group, what's looking at whether someone has an immutable characteristic and gender has been found in Muhammad and several other cases that constitute a particular social group. And, in fact, in Acosta, they use sex as one of the immutable characteristics that would constitute a particular social group. And then you get to the next step of nexus. So it requires the immigration judge to look at whether being a member, the person is being targeted because they're a member of this specific group. And that's a separate and distinct question.
And just as an aside, I mean, as well as for financial gain, this is a society that subjugates women. That might be, another reason to keep the women subjugated and know they are subjugated.
Yeah, correct. And my position is that it's not purely financial because of right. The nature of Albanian society, as testified to by the expert in the case, and there were numerous background documents submitted with respect to that as well.
Is the causation requirement itself enough to solve the boundary problem here?
Could you speak up?
My question is whether the causation requirement alone is enough to solve the boundary problem. And this is in part what Judge Posner's question is trying to get at. If you define a social group so broadly as young Albanian women or even young Albanian women living alone without family protection, that's a large group of people, and it presents boundary issues about how to adjudicate these asylum claims. And my question is whether the causation requirement itself is enough to solve that problem.
I believe it is, and that was addressed by the Eighth Circuit in the Niang case. And in that particular case, they talked about whether gender could be someone could base a social group on gender, and they noted that half the population, or roughly half the population in that case, is female. But where we narrow the group is when you're dealing with the nexus requirement, whether it's the on account of requirement.
What if there were no prostitution, no human trafficking or anything in Albania, but it just was a fact that young women living alone are burglarized more frequently than others? That make them a social group?
Well, that's criminal conduct, obviously, that's generally beyond the scope.
Suppose, that Albanians don't have police or something. They don't pay any attention to burglaries. We have a lot of crimes that are not actually enforced by our police. So what would you say about that?
Well, that would fail the on-account of part because they're not being targeted because of...
No, they're being targeted because the burglars have decided young women living alone are the most vulnerable to... are the people we want to go after because they can't defend themselves. They don't have to worry about, being confronted by them. And they won't bother to report it to the police because they're nobodies, So are they... You can see what the problem is. If a social group is any group that's vulnerable to some sort of criminal activity, then you have almost everybody except the rich people are in those groups.
Well, I think that's where nexus comes in looking at
the
social
group. But there are people who live in slums in Chicago. Are they a social group? They're more vulnerable to murder than the rest of them.
Now, again, I think that would fail the Acosta definition of social group and immutable characteristics.
Why?
Because that's I don't believe that would qualify as being.
I don't understand the difference between that and these young women.
Well, these young women, in particular, have been found to be a social group. Gender is found to be a social group.
But if you look in Chicago, you'll find eight neighborhoods where the murder rate is 10 times the average in Chicago. So aren't the people living in that area, aren't they particularly vulnerable, just like these women in Albania?
That's not your definition, is it? Particular vulnerability. You have this pre-existing social group, and then you ask what happens. I mean, if you're a Coptic Christian in Egypt, you have certain risks as well, especially now. I mean, there are all kinds of groups that can be defined because of characteristic, the immutable characteristic.
And that's correct, and that's what we're arguing, is looking at the...
Well, I'm lost.
Well,
this community of people who live in the Taylor Homes district in Chicago, with its 10 times average average murder rate, they're a community of people who have very similar characteristics to each other. They're black, they're poor, and so on. So why aren't they just like the
First, I think it would fail the Acosta definition, and even if not, there would be a nexus issue.
Why? I don't get it. What's the difference?
I don't believe that it would meet the Acosta definition.
You're just saying it's not immutable. It may, as a practical matter, be, but it's not immutable. In the
it is. It's not. It's correct. It's not an immutable characteristic.
Well, it's not immutable to be a young woman, since you grow up and you're an older woman, right? You're 25, then you're 26. You're 27, you're out of the group. That's not it. Your age is not immutable.
Well, there's in SEG, matter of SEG, the BIA case discussed this and held that youth.
What's the sense of these fine distinctions? What are we getting at?
Well, I think in this particular case, Ms. Cece's set forth a valid social group, and youth has been.
I know, but why isn't any group vulnerable to criminal activity and having the characteristics that make you vulnerable, whether you're small, female, live in a bad neighborhood, poor, race, what have you, why aren't all those social groups just these young women?
Well, I still feel you go back to the Acosta definition, and even if you pass that, even if it's an immutable characteristic, you still have the on account of requirement.
And you also have other provisions in the statute, for example, race and nationality. So the statute isn't worried about a potentially large group if race is one of the criteria.
Correct, yes. Race is one of the requirements.
There are 40 million American blacks.
And if you take Judge Posner's example, let's say, and you added a qualifier to say young men between the ages of 9 and 21 who are vulnerable to gang recruitment, that would be sufficient, wouldn't it?
I would argue.
If you added that into that?
I would argue that the narrowing characteristic of youth would be. As we pointed out in the brief, this court is held in several cases that just because the persecution feared is part of the definition of social group, that does not in and of itself make it an invalid social group. We have to look at whether the social group shares common immutable characteristics. And in this particular case, we've submitted a social group that shares that young Albanian women, and that young has been defined by the expert in this particular case, and also what's been proffered is single young Albanian women as well. So I believe that we have set forth a valid social group in this particular case.
Counsel, I noticed that you haven't mentioned either orally or in your brief the bearing on this issue of Chevron, that is, the role of the board in explicating the meaning of provisions in the statute. How is your seem to me to be essentially asking us to define social group on our own. Why aren't we obliged to accept the board's definition?
I believe the board's definition is set forth in matter of Acosta.
The board applied its definition in this case and held that your proposed social group is not a social group. Now, that's the thing you have to deal with.
And
the board has given an abstract definition, and it's applied it specifically.
Yeah, and
the
I
board ignored the second half of the immigration judge's first finding. The board thought the immigration judge had defined the group as women in danger of being trafficked as prostitutes. And the board said that defines you in a circular way. That's no good. But the board ignored Albanians, females, limited in terms of age.
Correct, and that is our position, that the board ignored that part of it. The board defined it simply based on the fear of future persecution and read out the entire first part of it, which was young Albanian women.
Counsel, I'm not really interested in my question in the relation between the board and the immigration judge. I'm interested in the relation between this court and the board. Who is in charge of this definition? And I would appreciate your answering my question about the relation between court and board.
Okay. It's our position that the board's finding in this case is inconsistent with the plain language of matter of Acosta. Matter of Acosta sets forth a very clear definition of social group. The board ignored that board ignored the women part of it, the board ignored young Albanian part of it, read that out, and said it's simply defined by the fact that my client fears persecution, which is not correct. That's not what the social group is based on.
That so should we be remanding as...
Well, I think, I mean, yes, obviously we are asking for a remand in this particular case. The board failed to address a couple of the other social groups, but I think that the board...
I think that the government, unless I've misread something, seems to me that the government says that the BIA didn't decide whether the putative group here comes within the meaning of a particular social group.
And there were two that weren't specifically addressed that were raised by Ms. Cici during her BIA brief, but really were part of the entire case, especially the single portion of it. So it is our position that it should be remanded because this is entirely inconsistent with the board's definition in Acosta that's been followed by this court and every other court. I'll save my remaining time for rebuttal.
Thank you, counsel. Mr. Roth.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court. I'm Charles Roth for the amicus curiae. We have 3 points if we get to them. Under the Acosta test, immutable characteristics are required for a particular social group. We reached that through the used and generous canon. That under that formulation, gender is sufficient, as is the group that the board considered in this case. The second point is that each element of the asylum test does important work and should not be conflated. Below, the board did not address nexus, which is a crucial element in these cases, and therefore...
What does the board mean when it says there's no indication that women targeted by traffickers are a socially visible group? Socially visible.
Well, the... Yes, Your Honor. The board's initial decision in this case was decided after its precedential decision in matter of CA, which seemed to move toward a direction of requiring social visibility and particularity.
What does social visibility mean?
Well, I don't know, and neither does any immigration. But I will tell you what the board in matter of...
How can we possibly apply this if... This is the critical
Mr. term. Roth doesn't really want us to apply it, does he?
Well, the court has rejected...
It's a critical term in the definition of social group. You don't know what it means.
The court has...
I think Mr. Roth agrees with you entirely
on this.
I'm sorry.
My mistake. I thought you were the board's.
Boy, you really know how to hurt a guy.
Actually, my question still stands, right? Because... you have to be able to deal with this issue of social visibility. You either accept it as a criterion, then you have to know what it means, or you reject it.
And this court and the Third Circuit have rejected the board's precedent up till this point as not giving an adequate explanation for what they meant by that term. And I believe that would be an answer to the Chief Judge's question.
Would you attach a meaning to it, or would you simply say social group has to be defined differently?
It seems to us that what the board meant was some sort of external visibility as evidenced by...
Well, that we've rejected.
Right, and rightly so.
So what's left?
In our view, matter of Acosta is what's left, in short. The board is trying to do a little bit of further explication of what its test in Acosta means, and they haven't been able to formulate something that anybody can understand. Which is the problem, even when you have competent counsel below trying to formulate a particular social group or on appeal to the Board of Immigration Appeals, let alone in the situation of a pro se applicant or someone who's represented by less than fully experienced attorneys. And I should note that, asylum applicants have to put forth their cases before a variety
of... What kind of limits are you going to draw so that not...
Well, the Tenth Circuit in Niang said that the focus should be not on whether either gender constitutes a social group, because they both certainly do, but on other factors, like whether they would be persecuted and whether they would be persecuted on account of it. Now, I grant that there's sort of two different ways of approaching this. One way you can put a lot of definitional emphasis and sort of use the definitional inquiry to...
What about my example of all small men in prisons? All people who live in the worst neighborhoods in Chicago?
The answer that counsel gave is one that I would agree with, that Nexus does the work there that I believe you're asking. And the reason I would give... on account of formula... Because, for instance, if the vulnerability is because a person of a certain race, slave traders targeted people of a certain race because they were able to target people of that race and make money on it. If the the vulnerability often...
There's more than that, of course.
Well, yes, and people... Right. I don't mean to simplify any of these matters. Kristallnacht, you know, Jewish shop owners had their stores ransacked. You could say that was on account of a desire to, you know, take money or things from people, and in a sense it was. But in another sense, they were being targeted because of a reason. And we think that, you know, the on account of prong of the asylum definition is where the rubber hits the road, if you will. So the board's focus on...
That echoes really Judge Kaney's point. These people, there's no reason to think that the people engaged in the international prostitution business dislike women. Right? If you're a pimp, these are your employees.
Well, it does take place.
Doesn't mean they're misogynists. They're probably just greedy, right?
Every reason to think they think women are things, though.
Exactly.
We don't know anything about what pimps think, honestly. They may just be in it for the money.
You're not a woman. How would you know?
These are difficult questions, and I just would point out that. But the issue shouldn't be whether women constitute a particular social group. That's not really the question that you...
But the problem I have is that the only thing that... The only characteristic that makes them a social group is the fact that they're vulnerable to a criminal activity. And that's true of a huge part of the population in many countries, including the United States. So that's why I come back to my prisoner.
Why is that the only thing that makes them a social group?
My prisoner case. People live in bad neighborhoods. I don't see how their situation differs from that of these women.
Then Judge Alito and Phaeton, that was the reason why Ms. Phaeton lost on account of prong, because the argument was that if you can't show that you would be subject to some differentiation, some alternate reasons for the persecution or the mistreatment, whatever you want to call it, then your claim ultimately loses. But women in Somalia are a particular social group, not only because a certain percentage of them are subjected to FGM, but because we independently know and recognize that women are, that gender is a distinction that's universally recognized and universally existent.
Puts them in a lower class.
Yes.
Because they're female, not just because you might make money prostituting them.
Look, the State Department, I just have a quote here. The State Department says, Albania is primarily a source country for men, women, and children subjected to sex trafficking and forced labor, including the forced begging of children. Obviously, Albania has attraction for their population for whatever reason. They seem to me they're multi-vulnerable. I don't know about age. Aged out now? She got to go back?
There certainly would be issues as to whether she could now show that in the future she would have a well-founded fear of persecution. As to the various groups of persecuted people, the Convention on Refugees arose out of the post-World War II period, where we had the experience of a variety of different groups being persecuted by a particularly horrendous regime. It wasn't only one group. There were religion, race, disability,
it's a social group here, and that's the problem. And apparently, it's a young single woman living alone makes it past age 27,
doesn't get to get over here.
Well, the
I mean, if she has family over here and does what this one does, gets a fake passport and sneaks in and all that sort of thing, and gets together with family, if she's too old, she's got no case.
It's the expert was addressing the facts on the record at that point.
How she looked then.
Right, at that point, she certainly had a well-founded fear. You know, I do think, I mean, an appellate court is always in the posture of looking back to the facts then and seeing whether...
The country report that Judge Mannion mentioned, it doesn't say that Albania discriminates against women.
The expert in the case testified at length, and he explained his agreements and disagreements with the State Department report.
But does he say, I'm not talking about the young women or prostitution, but does he say, Judge Wood mentioned Somalia. Does he say that this is a country in which women are discriminated against?
That, well, in the sense that there's a sort of semi-feudal approach to the world in general, and so it's a very clan-based society, and in that society
is a little different.
Well, that's part and parcel of the treatment of women in that society.
Mr. Roth, we get a fair number of cases from China. Asylum cases. and I know you're trying to help us narrow this social group, but would all women of childbearing age be a social group under the definition that you propose in light of the highly restrictive one child policy that's enforced actually by the government?
I have a couple answers to that. The first is that Congress is sort of countertextually defined the fear of persecution on account of these population control methods as relating to political opinion rather than to particular social group, which is why most of the cases...
So would you say that's an illogical conclusion by Congress?
Well, I think it arose out of an unfortunate board decision which denied asylum to people in that situation, and Congress responded by amending the statute to expressly include those individuals. The broadest point I would make is that the social group can be broadly defined. That doesn't mean that everyone in the group qualifies. In fact, it doesn't mean that for race, religion, or political opinion. It doesn't mean it for social group. So
take us to the next step. Let's say that we've done the best we can with this social group initially. What's the next showing other than membership in? What's the membership plus that an immigration judge should look for? What guidance can either the board or this court to the board or the IJs give?
Well, the...
What should come out of this case should your position be successful? Not just for Ms. Cici, which, of course, is critical to her interests, but we're here for also broader interests.
The individual in the Chinese example, a woman in that scenario would need to show not only that she is a Chinese woman of that age, but that she had a desire and some likelihood that she wanted to have more than one child. If she doesn't have any children at all, I mean, for instance, you would need to show it's not possible for everyone to conceive.
Well, let's take a case from Albania. Let's say it's in a metropolitan area where the social group are the women in the mid-teens to the 20s. and there have been incidents, not particularly directed at the individual applying for asylum, in whatever number. Is that sufficient for an IJ, assuming belief and credibility of the applicant, to say, I live in a 200,000 population area, and we know that I'm in this social group. Would that be sufficient?
The well-founded fear has to be subjectively and objectively reasonable.
Yeah.
And so the person would have to convince the judge that they really did have a fear and that it was objectively reasonable for a person. Now, the expert in this case testified that the apparent urban areas in Albania were really more of a collection of villages where everybody knows everybody's name. There's no such thing as privacy. There's not even anything. You can't even really rent. You just have to buy the house and then sell it when you want to move. And everyone lives in that. So the I mean, that was the sort of counterfactual assumption that the judge made, that a person could escape by moving to an anonymous urban area when there is no such thing in Albania. I don't know if that answers mm-hmm. your question. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roth. Mr. McLaughlin.
Judge Easterbrook, may it please the Court. My name is Andrew McLaughlin, and I represent the respondent Attorney General of the United States in this case. I feel obliged to point out that there is a second issue in the case and that petitioner needs to prevail on both of those issues or else the government wins in this case. I don't need to say more about that unless the Court needs to hear about it. Under the particular circumstances of this case, the validity of the social group proposed by the petitioner, not something that is extracted from the evidence, but the validity of the social group proposed by the petitioner, would eviscerate the asylum statute. The asylum statute has a number of separate pieces, as we've been discussing here today.
But why do you focus so much on what the petitioner proposes, you know, as a person just initiating the process on a form that doesn't really ask in any technical sense for a definition, as opposed to the definition that the immigration judge develops after looking at all of the evidence, after looking at experts, country reports, et cetera, whatever pertinent evidence is there? It seems to me quite inappropriate to say that because somebody on this form didn't write down a legally binding social group, that the case is lost right up front. Why bother with all the evidence?
Your Honor, the methodology for evaluating the social group and what the immigration judge is obliged to do is take the social group that is specifically identified by the petitioner.
But by the petitioner means what? On the form 589, in briefs before the immigration judge, in concluding arguments before the immigration judge, there's just this very broad question, why do you believe you could be persecuted? And you say things, and it's actually inviting attention on the persecution. I'm not sure that you want to go there. I mean, you could just dispense with all the hearings, right? You just have the form in front of you. You'd say, fine, you know, yes, social group, no social group.
Your Honor, your question is a good one in the sense that Congress passed a statute that included this term. Well, the term refugee came out of the convention, and some of the terminology came out of the refugee convention. But the statute itself includes specific terms, and Congress left it to the Attorney General to interpret those terms.
But what you're trying to do, though, in essence, is impose a kind of pleading requirement on I-589 and make
no,
that
Your Honor.
Definition bind. No. One of the concerns I have here is that the definition of the relevant social group seems a little slippery here. I'm not sure at what point it does become fixed. When do you think it becomes fixed?
It becomes fixed the moment the immigration judge rules on a particular social group. Now, if the immigration judge...
Let me compare, for example, we deal with... The problem here is similar to class definition problems under Rule 23. Sometimes a district judge may accept or modify a proposed class definition that has some problems with it. And a reviewing court is perfectly free to redefine or propose further consideration and refinement of a proposed class definition. Why isn't that kind of flexibility appropriate here?
Your Honor, I believe some of that flexibility exists here, although let me point out that a lot of that is built into the rules that this court follows, and there are some very specific rules and guidance on how to do that, whereas the agency has its own different kinds of processes for doing that. But what the immigration judge does is evaluate the group that's put forward and rule on that group.
And this immigration judge thought it was a good group. It's the board,
correct,
which failed to acknowledge. So we have no idea what the board thought about the immigration judge's qualifications on how the group was determined, because the board never tells us. And it's very hard for me to figure out how you defer to absolute silence. Did they forget to read that part of the immigration judge's opinion? Did they read it and reject it for some reason? I don't know what they thought.
Your Honor, the group defined by the immigration judge and the group defined by the board are the same group.
No, they aren't. The board never acknowledges second sentence in the immigration judge's opinion. He says it's a particular social group consisting of women in danger of being trafficked as prostitutes, and the board thinks that that's where the analysis ended, but it isn't. The judge then goes on to refer to Dr. Fisher's testimony, Albanians, females, age limitations. And in matter of Acosta, I mean, the board isn't even that specific in matter of Acosta. So it's very hard for me to make any judgment about what the board is really doing. I wouldn't know what to defer to or what not to.
Your Honor, I believe it's very clear that what the board looked at here is a process of developing a group where the expert or the alien came forward and said, I fear prostitution. So they looked at the statistical characteristics that they could extract from people who are trafficked, and they said, here's a bunch of statistical characteristics.
What do they mean? So the key sentence, there's no indication that women targeted by traffickers are a socially visible group in Albania. Now, what is socially visible? What weight does that carry?
At this stage in the proceedings, very little, since that was not the board's decision that's on review here. Now, social visibility refers to the concept that a group is perceived as a group by the society in the country, much as this court described in its Sarhan decision, the concept that there's a moral code in Jordanian society.
So couldn't young women who live alone, could live by themselves and are particularly attractive to these? Why wouldn't they be included?
They may be. That wasn't ruled upon by this board in this situation.
So should this be remanded?
No, Your Honor. The case that you have in front of you is what you're required to rule on. You have a case in which the board ruled on a particular basis. The basis on which the board ruled was valid according to the board's according
what did
to the
they
law.
Think, what did the board think the group
The group at issue is the group of people, well, the characteristics of people who have been targeted in the past and therefore presumably are likely to be targeted in the future. And then there's a whole series of those characteristics. We're not even sure what all of them are, but we do know that most of them are women, or at least the ones that are targeted for prostitution, are trafficking for prostitution are women, although the record reflects that the ones who are targeted for trafficking in general are not mostly women. They're both sexes, and the ones that are targeted for prostitution tend to be between certain ages. We know that from the record, but we know that the ones that are targeted for all trafficking are much broader.
I've lost the thread. So we have these societies with the, you know, the female genital mutilation of women. So there you have women, mainly young women. They are the social.
There are many characteristics of that group, and it has
been
defined to include those two.
Well, one, that they're women.
Yes.
So that counts as a group. Now, if you have a bunch of women in Albania who are young and live alone, and that makes them targets, not for female genital mutilation, but being dragooned into prostitution, why is that? Why can't that be considered a
If what, in fact, you're doing, as you described with petitioner's counsel, is extracting concepts from the fact that they're targeted or the fact that they fear being targeted, then all you have is inferences to draw.
And you've just then disavowed the female genital mutilation cases. In your view, they're clearly wrong.
No.
Then how are they? I think Judge Posner just asked you, how are they different? They're targeted for this particularly terrible practice, and these Albanian young women are targeted for a different terrible practice.
Take the case in which the board initially spoke on this issue.
Why is it different from FGM?
The FGM group that the board ruled on, and that's what you have to compare this decision against the board's prior decisions to determine whether the board is being consistent.
Why are they different from FGM?
That group is consisted of a particular tribe, and a particular tribe in a particular location.
All right, Albania has, what, 2.8 million people, we heard?
Yes.
Why is this so different? It's Albanian women. Albania, actually, according to the State Department's reports, has suffered quite a bit in the post-communist period from all sorts of social unrest and economic unrest and other unrest. So to be Albanian isn't the same thing as being, Slovenian or Italian or something else. Why aren't women and Albania of this certain age group a social group on which we can focus, and then we go on. I mean, the government may win, which is to say deny her asylum. Kind of a little unpleasant to think of that as winning, but deny her asylum based on, you may find that she's not at risk anymore. You may find, I mean, the board hasn't really reached that, because what the board says is the board's focusing on this targeted for prostitution by traffickers, and I'm looking at the 2011 decision. Young Albanian women who've been targeted for prosecution, and it's like they only read the second half of the sentence, just the targeting.
Your Honor, that's exactly where those characteristics came from. They
identified young Albanian women before there was ever such a thing as prostitution. Yes. They can't turn themselves into men.
And the board and this court have repeatedly said that leads to a potential inference that there's a group there. But it doesn't necessarily lead you to a group.
What do you have to add?
The question that I keep coming back to is
potential inference that women are a group.
What is one of the reasons that I provided the supplemental authority for the Sanchez and Escobar?
What if they're
case?
Blondes? Maybe these private.
I use the example of bouffant hairdos.
But suppose there are a few blondes in Albania, and they're the ones that prostitutes hit on the pimps hit on because Italians like blondes, all right? So would that group be a social group?
Let me say no, because that might not be immutable. But
it's not
in
immutable
sense,
any more than bouffant hairdos are immutable.
That's correct. But the question is, the question then becomes, what is the total profile? The term profile is used by this expert quite a bit. And he says there are young women who also meet the profile of people who are targeted. Well, what young and women are part of that profile as well?
According to Mr. Bratton, it's rare for these young women to be so it's a relatively small group. I mean, I am concerned with defining groups that are millions of people, even though, as Judge Wood and others have said, it's just a kind of initial screening. But suppose there are only a small number of women, and a high percentage of this small number are dragooned into prostitution. Well, why wouldn't that make them a social
Your Honor, the mere fact that it's a small number, like the mere fact that it's a large number, is not necessarily dispositive.
Well, forget the
of a
small
group.
If you don't care about size, fine. But just suppose, you know, women live alone. Young women living alone are, well, the reason I guess it really goes to persecution. We at some point, we're interested in how much at risk these women are. Maybe only one in a thousand are at risk. But setting that aside, if the fact is that being a young woman living alone is regarded as, you know, unusual status in Albania, makes you vulnerable, and all these pimps coming in, why wouldn't that do as a social group?
Let me first say that the board didn't rule on that group, so I'm having a little difficulty telling you.
I'm not sure
absolutely
that's the court's defense that they didn't rule on the group.
I can't tell you whether or not that meets all of the board's criteria for what a social group is. I can tell you that immutable and fundamental is not the only criteria. What's that, Your Honor?
Well, give me a reason why it shouldn't be enough. You say all the board's criteria.
Well you could argue that it's amorphous in the sense that did Miss Cece's sister living in the dormitory, was she living alone? She was not living with a family. She was living in a communal living arrangement. Is that living alone or is that not living alone? I don't know. And that's sort of kind of.
No, but she apparently was living alone, right? So we don't have to worry about the dormitory.
We do or do not?
She was living alone rather than a dormitory.
Miss Cece's sister was living.
Not the sister. I'm not interested in the sister.
Miss Cece never lived alone. Miss Cece lived with family, and then she moved in with her sister in a dormitory, as far as I know.
When was your sister
after
moved?
She was targeted.
When her sister left, she was alone.
Actually, for no time at all. It was one day between the time that the sister left and the time that Miss Cece left.
She fled, because she was targeted by Raqi.
And you object to the fact that CC included women targeted for prostitution in the definition. So what if the petitioner in a religious persecution case said he was a Catholic targeted for murder? Why does it make a difference to include the persecution feared if the persecuted group is already defined in some way?
Your Honor, I'm not sure that it does if the persecution is merely gratuitous. But in this case, it's the whole thing. It's everything.
But all those factors before were not addressed by the BIA. Let me put it another way. You say that the social group can include any reference to the persecutor. But don't you think CC's harassment put her into a different social group than other young women? She was marked publicly. Her neighbors were afraid to be seen with her. I mean, under your definition or what you'd like us to adopt, that wouldn't be considered at all, even if there were all these other categories that put her in a group.
I'm not sure that you can characterize the interaction that she had with Reki, as apparent as it was, as putting her in some sort of group within Albanian society as being harassed by a gang leader.
But isn't that just a qualifier when you have all those other categories, young woman, living alone, single?
Could be. And that's the obligation of the petitioner to raise that group so that the immigration judge and the board can rule on it. We don't know if attractiveness was part of this category, if the fact that she spoke English was part of this category.
She wasn't claiming that, but the board pays so little attention to what she is claiming, and I find a great inconsistency between its Acosta decision, where gender, where sex is a social group, and all of a sudden here, where it's a narrower group, as actually the Second Circuit pointed out, citing the panel's decision in this case, because it's not just women in Albania. It's limited in terms of age, and it may even be limited in terms of living alone. So our sister circuit has recognized that this is a much more modest.
Let me point out that the Second Circuit decision, in fact, did not cite the social group in this case. It cited the social group that Judge Rovner identified in her dissent, which was not the social group on which the board ruled.
Well, I'm pointing out, though, that they note this case as a social group that is a narrower one.
Yes.
They say, petitioner's proposed social group differs from and is more amorphous than the social group defined in CC against Holder.
That's correct.
Citing Judge Rovner's opinion. So
and they did not say that social group would satisfy their standard either.
But they are pointing out that this is narrower than theirs,
yes,
and it's also considerably narrower than Acosta. So unless the board wants to repudiate Acosta or tell any of us out here what other than immutable characteristics or characteristics that by moral standards we do not require people to change. We don't require people to convert from Catholicism to Islam to avoid social group. We don't do that. We understand that the law provides protection for such groups.
Let me point out that Acosta never said that gender alone might be enough to is enough to establish a social group.
It's just the board trying to hide the ball. You know, we're never going to tell you what
it wasn't a gender case. And Acosta continues to talk about what it is that the persecution actually targets, the trait that the persecution actually targets.
And this targets young Albanian women who are young enough to be marketable as prostitutes.
I'd ask you to take a look at Sanchez and Escobar, the other board case decided the same year as Acosta, in which they said the critical feature here is their unwillingness to cooperate. And if you look at the unwillingness to cooperate, it covers a vast swath of society, not just the characteristics that petitioner pulled out of statistics. You have the exact same situation here. You have, if you look at the coercion element, the kidnapping element, the unwillingness to cooperate element, you instead have this broad group of people who are trafficked over their will.
I'm not following you at all. What are you doing with those elements? Unwillingness to cooperate, kidnapping, et cetera. Do you think that helps or hurts?
In this case, had it not been, if she had been willing to be a prostitute, there would not be persecution. I don't think anybody disagrees.
Sure, you want to go there?
No.
Seriously.
The same is true of the FGM cases. The unwillingness to undergo unwillingness to have their genitals mauled is part of the definition of the social group in the FGM cases. So in those circumstances, you had to look at these additional elements And if you look at those additional elements, they don't justify singling out a group, the group that petitioner singles out.
But tomorrow's Daily Law Bulletin will say, government says prostitution doesn't matter if women acquiesce.
No, in this case, I'm saying that because Ms. Cici herself selected prostitution as the group of characteristics she wants to look at.
Well, she did. Oh. She though. I think that's where we're finding.
Well, she could be selected by one of these gangs after she chose prostitution, right? In other words, she was already practicing prostitution, freelancing.
Yes.
Then she could be selected by one of these gangs and right. And brought into it. So, I mean, that presents a different.
That would be a different
my
case.
Point
but,
here,
but the point is, she did. She says, "I am a young Albanian woman. That's my group. Other people out there are preying on my group because of who we are. I'm not some old, ugly man, you know, or other kind of person. I am in a group that's being targeted because of my group." That's what she's saying.
I am a vulnerable person in Albania who is targeted for trafficking.
A woman of a certain age group of Albanian nationality.
There's a reference to a two-month period when 300 odd women were kidnapped to become prostitutes. So,
yes.
I thought the concern is with women who are coerced.
Yes.
Either by being kidnapped or by being given misrepresentations about getting married, all that stuff.
That's correct.
So that's the group, right? That's the group, the young women who are coerced or defrauded into becoming prostitutes.
I'm not sure the group that's defrauded into it is covered by this, but she used the term kidnapping has been used in this record at various times. And she doesn't allege that she was...
It does sound like a patent case.
Yes.
Where the claim is absolutely critical to the to your notion whether there's infringement or whether there's validity.
It's critical to your
but,
judicial
but
review of the board's
why
determination.
Why don't you think of this as screening? And you can't just say, you know, I've been treated badly. You can't do that. But if you can identify a group to which you belong, which is more vulnerable than average to some. Then the next question is whether you really have a substantial risk of persecution for return.
It should be. But if you define it, if you compress all of that, if you collapse it all into a single determination, do you have a well-founded fear? That is, do you fear harm reasonably? And is the government
no? That would eliminate
unable,
the,
if you collapse
no,
it to
no,
that.
But why isn't this? An adequate definition of a social group. So they're the women who, because they belong to a particular tribe, they're at risk of this female genital mutilation. And then they're the women who, because they're young and living alone in this clannish society where if you don't have male protectors, you're very vulnerable. That's another group.
This group consists. This profile of people that are targeted consists of a slew of characteristics of which she has drawn several straws and said, because these straws are immutable, I win.
I don't actually understand what you're saying about the slew of characteristics. What's happened?
Why is it that the Second Circuit in the Gurdjieff case or the Sixth Circuit in the case
that...
Ask
me
was,
that. I'm
no, they were trying. They were in those
I don't
cases.
Care what they say. I want to know what you think, right? What's this slew of characteristics?
I don't
think
know.
Were just to her youth and her living alone.
I don't know what all of the characteristics of the profile that her expert was referring to consist. I don't know. What is the reason that a particular trafficker seeks a particular victim? I don't know.
Well, apparently, if she's young and she's living alone.
That,
not, unmarried. So.
The social group that
you
was
think
proposed.
Think that many women in this group are not vulnerable because
no.
they don't fit some physical characteristics.
Well, I can say I don't know, but I believe it's probably true that that many members of this group of the group of young women between certain ages are not part of the group of the profile of traffickers. I don't know what the group of profile of traffickers consists of in its entirety, but in order to go backwards from the statistics to build something that has to be a group, that where the evidence compels the determination that you have a social group in Albanian society, you need more than that. Now, this is part of the role that the social perception characteristic that the board has described plays. This is part of the role that the particularity characteristic.
Well, she adds Christian, right? Because apparently the gangs are Muslim, and maybe they give a pass to Muslim.
The group that she identified did not include that. The evidence included some evidence that Christians were more vulnerable or perhaps more targeted. And in fact,
is that what you mean? You mean adding characteristics of that sort until you have a very well-defined group? Is that?
Well, there's two ways to build a group. One is to take a group that is socially that is understood to be a group in society, and this court has referred to a number of those groups. And if you can establish that that's what the persecutor is targeting, then it makes it for an easier decision.
Aren't, in this case, you're looking at consumers.
One of the factors that the Supreme Court said you have to consider is what the persecutor is looking for in a social.
Wouldn't that be consumers?
Yes.
I mean, certain some women are more desirable in certain cultures than others, and it depends what the consumer wants, right?
Yes.
If you're going out to make money, that's what this whole project is about.
But if you look at a case like the Supreme Court's decision in Elias Zacharias, the fact is there was a particular group of men between particular ages that was in play there, and it didn't make a difference because you didn't have something that could be necked down to a particular social group just because they were largely men. And this is the example of Sanchez.
You're saying that you know, would defeat a social group claim, but does that make sense in terms of the overall purpose of asylum law? In other words, do we say, look, you're clearly being targeted for some particular trait that under no circumstances can you change?
Yes.
Well, I suppose you could have sex surgery, but never mind that. But because we can't be sure which trait it is, you don't get asylum? Is that what you're saying?
There's two things. There's traits and there's a group. And you have to establish the entire set of traits that the group consists of. You can't say, because I have a trait, I am a group.
What is it about the Acosta standard that requires that level of particularity?
The Acosta standard specifically says you have to establish that the traits that the group consists of traits that are immutable. It doesn't say that you have to establish one trait in the group that's
right,
immutable.
But the government's position in this case seems to be that is extremely rigorous and requires such a degree of particularity before a group is cognizable that you can't get to the second step in the analysis.
You have to be sufficiently specific in identifying the group.
When has the board said that? What? Give me a board case. Certainly it's not Acosta. I don't know that the board has ever said what you're saying.
Matter of AT is where they said specifically that we look precisely at the group that the alien identified.
That's where they said we're remanding. We're remanding for clarification.
Yes.
That's a very different stage of the game than the I-589 or even the initial hearing before the immigration judge. AT does not get you where you want to go with this patent claim requirement.
The sentence, one or two sentences before that, said the group that's important is the group that the alien identifies. Because there have been so many different groups identified in the course of this litigation, we're remanded.
You're really arguing against the board's interests because However, this group is narrowed, she's in. We know that, right? Whatever the characteristics are that make women in Albania vulnerable to coercive pimps, she's in it, right?
Could be. We don't have to ask
whether the group is limited to attractive women, because obviously she's attractive
enough
for this.
Now, let me point out that assumes one group.
Pardon?
That the group in Korce has the same set of characteristics as the group in Toronto, which we don't know
well,
that.
Wait, what am I talking about?
I'm just pointing out that you're assuming that it's a single group throughout Albania as opposed to...
Why does it have to be throughout Albania?
Your question was premised on the concept that there is a single profile throughout all of Albania.
No, I didn't say anything about all. What are you talking about? I'm just saying, however you want to narrow this group, adding character, you want to add a slew of characteristics.
Yes.
When you're finished with a slew of characteristics, you're going to have a group that she's unquestionably a member.
There is no doubt that she was attracted to Mr. Recchi. No doubt.
So you define the group as narrowly as you want. She's going to be in it.
Yes.
So
whether or not, but it may not be a social group.
What?
It might not be a social group.
Why not?
It might not have characteristics that are immutable. It might not have. It might not consist of more than one person, for example.
You know, being attractive to pimps.
That's Mr. McLaughlin.
Yes.
you rely on Sanchez and Escobar, and they clearly support your approach that the social group has to be tied to the nexus analysis. Following on with some of the questions, particularly the ones by Judge Posner, if the board is confronted with a broad social group, one that doesn't have the specifics that you feel ought to be initially there, the applicant has to get to the second step. I mean, what in practical terms, if we find ourselves unable to shrink the social group beyond young women, young Albanian women of a certain age, that doesn't grant asylum, right?
That's correct.
You've got to go to the next step. So I guess my focus is what are we really about here? I mean, why is the board concerned? Is there some that they'll be burdened with this initial presumption, so to speak, and that an IJ then has to make a subsequent inquiry? Wouldn't that all play out in any event?
No, Your Honor. The situation where it doesn't play out is where the petitioner has collapsed all of that into a single well-founded fear determination. And there really isn't any argument.
He's the one who's trying to separate it out into the different inquiries. It seems like you're the one who's trying to collapse it all into one box.
If petitioner has defined the well-founded fear, has a well-founded fear, and then defines the group as the well-founded fear, then you've eliminated all five grounds. You've compressed all five grounds of asylum into one, and you've completely eliminated any kind of nexus analysis. It just simply wipes
it
out.
Well, you still have the question of proof, right? I mean, we don't want to get lost in the mire of definitions and recognize, which I always try to focus on, what instructions we give an IJ.
Right.
So what difficulty with the board in analyzing an IJ's approach have with that the IJ started with all Albanian women, you know, of the prescribed age that we've talked about, and then the burden still remains to go to the specificity necessary on the fear of prosecution, what you call the next.
If indeed the evidence reflected that the society understood a group of a particular set of characteristics, and perhaps even that the persecutor was targeting a group of a particular characteristics, and society understood that the group was being targeted but for particular characteristics, you wouldn't have that. Where you have, as the board said in this case, a group that is largely defined by the persecution itself, you have eliminated that entire analysis. It's no longer relevant. There's no longer any role for that analysis if the group is defined in terms of the persecution that's feared.
Yeah, but what we're posing here is you take all the other four characteristics. You dump the targeted for prosecution as a characteristic and saying here that those four are enough. Single, woman, living alone, Albanian. And what Judge Flom's point is that you have to still go to that next step if you fall into that category, and that's where the fight can be. I mean, you keep saying, I mean, she did say all those other things in the application, and you're just really focusing, as the board did, on targeted for prosecution.
If where you started from was the well-founded fear is based on the following criteria, and then say, and that's obviously a group, then you haven't necessarily established a group to begin with. The question is, what makes that a group?
And we just told you. We just told you what makes her a group, and that's why we're here.
The board did not and has never ruled that women are a particular, has never found a particular social group of women that satisfies the term particular social group. It has never found a particular social group of young women that is defined as a particular social group. It has consistently looked for something more. And that analysis is the analysis that you are required to defer to.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, counsel. Mr. Bratton, your time has expired, but we asked you a lot of questions, and we also kept Mr. McLaughlin up overtime, so I will give you 5 minutes for rebuttal.
Thank you, Judge. In this case, it's our position that we go back to the matter of Acosta definition, the shared immutable characteristics. The respondent in this case would have the court read out the portion of the social group definition that we're relying on that qualifies this as a particular social group, young, single, Albanian women. The respondent's position is that we should ignore that. The board doesn't appear to have even looked at that in issuing its decision and focused only on the fact that part that my client fears persecution if she returns to Albania. Well, in this particular case, we have established a valid social group. And that the social group, the identification of the group, is the only issue that the board actually did address.
And she has to allege anyway somewhere that she fears persecution. I mean, that's relevant to the overall application.
Correct. I mean, the basis for filing an asylum application is you fear persecution. And as the court correctly pointed out, the asylum application has no actual part of it that relates to where you define the social group. And in this case, that Judge Zerbe didn't specifically ask her to define social group. The judge heard the evidence in the case and made a determination that based on the evidence, my client fit into this particular social group and then went on to the nexus issue. The board didn't specifically address the nexus issue. So all we have before the court is whether my client has established a valid social group. And under matter of Acosta, my client has. My clients define this as a number of characteristics that she brings together that would qualify her as being a member of this group. And in Sarhan, the court found that women in Jordan who have allegedly flouted repressive moral norms and face a high risk of honor killing is a social group. And in that case, although the group was in part defined by the harm feared, there were other shared characteristics, gender, nationality, and flouting cultural norms. That's exactly what we have in this particular case. The exact situation and the exact type of social group that my client has presented to.
But that has that honor killing has more to do with it. It's not that's strictly not monetary, right? That's more cultural, religious, or whatever.
Well, that's a nexus issue, and as I stated
previously,
I know
it's a nexus issue.
Tapiero and the other cases dealing with FARC were cases where valid social groups were found by this court, but the social group was based on the persecutor trying to do something to its advantage, such as for monetary reasons or to support its political position. In this particular case, we have set forth a valid social group. This case should be remanded to address the issue of whether there is a nexus. And that's where the group is narrowed. The group's going to be narrowed, and all the groups are going to be narrowed in the nexus analysis. And we would submit that this case should be sent back to address the issue of nexus and to allow the board to also address whether if that's not found to be a group, whether the other proposed groups by Ms. Cici are valid social groups.
Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess.